DeepEnglish.com.
DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate. Does DNR stand for Do Not Rejuvenate? No, DNR does not stand for Do Not Rejuvenate. DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate. It is a legal order for doctors to withhold treatment in the case of heart or breathing failure. What is a DNR? A DNR is a legal order for doctors to withhold treatment in the case of heart or breathing failure. In the U.S., 80% of people say that when facing a terminal illness, they would prefer to avoid aggressive life-saving treatment. In the U.S., what percentage of people facing a terminal illness would prefer to avoid aggressive life-saving treatment? In the U.S., 80% of people facing a terminal illness would prefer to avoid aggressive life-saving treatment. This number increases to nearly 90% among doctors. Does this number increase or decrease to nearly 90% among doctors? This number increases to nearly 90% among doctors. This may be because doctors are more knowledgeable about the suffering and reduced quality of life after treatments such as CPR and electric shock. Who is more knowledgeable about suffering and reduced quality of life? Doctors are more knowledgeable about suffering and reduced quality of life. What kind of treatments can result in suffering and reduce quality of life? CPR and electric shock can result in suffering and reduce quality of life. Despite these high numbers, doctors regularly give these treatments unless there is an official DNR on file. How often do doctors give these treatments? Doctors regularly give these treatments. When would doctors not give these treatments? Doctors would not give these treatments if there were an official DNR on file. But what do they do when there is an unofficial DNR? Doctors at Jackson Hospital faced this dilemma when an unconscious patient was found to have a DNR tattoo on his chest. Who faced the dilemma of an unofficial DNR? Doctors at Jackson Hospital faced the dilemma of an unofficial DNR. What did the unconscious patient have on his chest? The unconscious patient had a DNR tattoo on his chest. It said, "Do not resuscitate," with the "not" underlined. What did it say? It said, "Do not resuscitate." And which word was underlined? The "not" was underlined. The elderly patient had no ID and a high blood alcohol level. Did the elderly patient have an ID? No, the elderly patient had no ID. And did he have high blood pressure? No, he didn't have high blood pressure. He had a high blood alcohol level. Aside from that, and the tattoo, they had nothing to go on. Did they have something else to go on? No, they didn't have something else to go on. They had nothing to go on. They couldn't find any medical records and didn't know if the tattoo was a joke or the man's true wishes. Were they able to find any medical records? No, they couldn't find any medical records. And did they know if the tattoo was a joke or the man's true wishes? No, they didn't know if the tattoo was a joke or the man's true wishes. Dr. Holt, the physician on duty, said, "We always kind of joked around about doing that." Who was Dr. Holt? Dr. Holt was the physician on duty. What did he say? He said, "We always kind of joked around about doing that." A lot of physicians say, "Boy, I'm going to have that tattooed on my chest so everyone knows my status." Do a lot of physicians say, "Boy, I'm going to have that tattooed on my face so everyone knows my status"? No, a lot of physicians do not say, "Boy, I'm going to have that tattooed on my face so everyone knows my status." A lot of physicians say, "Boy, I'm going to have that tattooed on my chest so everyone knows my status." Then you see it and, "Holy crap!" What do you say when you see it? When you see it, you say, "Holy crap!" If the tattoo were just a joke, it wouldn't be the first time. If the tattoo were just a joke, would it be the first time? No, if the tattoo were just a joke, it wouldn't be the first time. In another case, A doctor noticed the letters DNR tattooed on a man's chest and asked him about it. In another case, what did a doctor notice? In another case, a doctor noticed the letters DNR tattooed on a man's chest. Did the doctor ignore it? No, the doctor didn't ignore it. The doctor asked him about it. He said he got the tattoo because he lost a bet as a young man, and he didn't think anyone would take it seriously. Why did the patient get the tattoo? The patient got the tattoo because he lost a bet as a young man. Did he think people would take it seriously? No, he didn't think anyone would take it seriously. In the case of the Miami man, Dr. Holt and the other Jackson Hospital doctors weren't so sure it was a joke. Where was the man from? The man was from Miami. And where did Dr. Holt and the other doctors work? Dr. Holt and the other doctors worked at Jackson Hospital. Did the doctors think the tattoo was a joke? No, the doctors weren't so sure it was a joke. This tattoo even included a signature. What did this tattoo include? This tattoo even included a signature. And Dr. Holt pointed out the placement of the tattoo on the chest was exactly the spot in which CPR treatment would be given. What was significant about the placement of the tattoo on the chest? The placement of the tattoo on the chest was exactly the spot in which CPR treatment would be given. Who pointed this out? Dr. Holt pointed this out. There are a lot of rules for a legal DNR. Are there a lot of rules for an illegal DNR? No, there aren't a lot of rules for an illegal DNR. There are a lot of rules for a legal DNR. In Florida, there is even a rule about the color of paper that it needs to be on. Where is there a rule about the color of paper the DNR needs to be on? In Florida, there is a rule about the color of paper that it needs to be on. There's nothing mentioned about tattoos. Is there anything mentioned about tattoos? No, there's nothing mentioned about tattoos. Despite this, the doctors decided that the tattoo did probably represent the man's true wishes and should be respected. What did the doctors decide that the tattoo did probably represent? The doctors decided that the tattoo did probably represent the man's true wishes. Did they feel it should be respected? Yes, they felt it should be respected. Nearly 2 hours after the decision had been made, an official DNR order on paper was found. What was found? An official DNR order on paper was found. And when was it found? It was found nearly 2 hours after the decision had been made. The man died the following morning. Some would say it was a more peaceful and natural death. What happened the following morning? The man died the following morning. Would some say it was a more painful and agonizing death? No, some would not say it was a more painful and agonizing death. Some would say it was a more peaceful and natural death. Dr. Holt says of the man's decision to get a tattoo, it also seemed that he didn't trust that his end-of-life wishes would be conveyed appropriately. So to me, it means we need a better system. Is Dr. Holt happy with the DNR system Florida currently has? No, Dr. Holt is probably not happy with the DNR system Florida currently has. What does Dr. Holt think the people of his state need? Dr. Holt thinks the people of his state need a better system. How about you? Would you want doctors to resuscitate you if you were facing a terminal illness and had heart or breathing failure?